Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Chav Tes, Chulin 29b, pagination is 58. We'll start about six lines from the top at the two dots. Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Reb Shimon ben Lakish said. Our topic over here is the phrase Eina l'shchita ela besof, or Yeshna l'shchita mitchila ve'ad sof. How does Shechita work exactly? Is the beginning just a hechitimtza, an opportunity to finish off the Shechita? Or is the Shechita a process from the beginning of the cutting all the way until the end? Now, to back up a little bit, we encountered such a concept in Kiddushin on the topic of Schirus, when a person is hired to do work on an item, and it's a process. He's fixing it. It takes time. As he fixes it, there are different steps. So our question over there was, Yeshna l'schirus mitchila ve'ad sof, or eina l'schirus ela l'besof. How does schirus work? Is it that as you work on it, you're owed for your work step by step until you finish? Or as you work, nothing really happens. When you finish that final moment, suddenly, ta-da, magically, at that critical moment, suddenly there's a value of payment that has accrued, that appears. The question over there in Schirus was, can you do Kiddushin with it? If the Schirus is ongoing and the payment is owed, so then, if you're working for a woman, she already owes you that money, and giving her the item is like trying to forgive a loan that she already owes. And you can't be mekadesh b'milveh, you can't be mekadesh with the loan, with the money she owes you in abstract, you can't give that to her. But if the money isn't owed until the final moment, then at the final moment you could give her something and you can make Kiddushin. So here also, it's a very different application, but it's the same theme. Is the process of Shechita a process and we take all the steps into account? Or at the critical moment that it's finished, everything else was just the opportunity to reach that final moment. So let's see how the Gemara explains it. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish Mishim Levi Saba. It was said in the name of Levi the Elder. Eina l'shchita ela besof. Shchita only applies at the end. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, which is the way the Rambam paskins, Yeshna l'shchita mitchila va'ad sof. Shchita is a process, and we include the entire process in the Shechita from beginning to end. Amar Rava, Rava said, in order to clarify what they are arguing about, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, this is not the area of the Machlokes, he says. Hechad Shachat Siman Echad Ovekechovim V'Siman Echad Yisrael. If part of the Shechita was done by a non-Jew, and part of it was done by a Jew, Sheep Sula, we all agree it's puzzle. We have a rule, v'zavachta v'achalta, only people obligated in Shechita can do Shechita properly, and therefore the non-Jew who's not obligated cannot achieve a kosher Shechita. Says Rava, if the non-Jew did part of the Shechita, he did one of the simanim, either the kano or the veshet, the windpipe or the food pipe, then even if the Yisrael finished it off, it's still going to be puzzle. And this has nothing to do with the question of Yeshna l'shchita b'tchila ve'ad sof or not. And you could argue, well, according to the opinion that eino elo l'besof, it only counts at the very end. So let's discount the non-Jew. It was only a hechitimtza, an opportunity to reach the end. Doesn't work like that. Sharei nasa b'ma'ase terefa, because before the Jew came in to start the kosher shechita, the animal is already non-kosher because an entire siman has been cut, b'yado v'kechovim, through the non-Jew. one can argue, as we questioned earlier in the Masechta, every time you do a shechita, the animal becomes a treifa before it becomes correctly shachut. That may be true, but because it's part of shechita, that's what shechita is. And the animal, without shehiyah, without delay, it's being cut, it's being severed. That's what's happening. But if you do that same act not as a shechita, then we're going to assess it according to what impact it made on the animal. It made it a treifa. So if the akum, the non-Jew, started, made it a treifa, then the Jew coming and doing a kasher shechita is not going to help. So Rava clarifies over here, we still need to understand what Levi Saba and Rabbi Yochanan were arguing about, but I can tell you what they're not arguing about. They're not arguing about if it started with a non-Jew, because the non-Jew would make it a treifa, and a good shechita that follows would no longer help. Let's drop down to midway on the page. The first word on the line is bachutz, and then we continue with the words lo nechleku. They did not argue ella except. And this is the case where we're going to understand the argument between Levi Saba and Rabbi Yochanan, whether shechita is a process or shechita is the critical moment at the end. And we said that Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yochanan, that the shechita is a process. Lo nechleku elo kigon sheshochat miut simonim bachutz vigomro bifnim. If a person shecht the minority of the simonim, less than a good shechita, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but he finished it within the Beis HaMikdash. He finished it correctly, but the first part, without delay and being done by a person kosher to do the shechita, that first part was done in a place which isn't kosher. So if it's like an aggregate type of thing, you can't add in a thing that was done in a pasul place in order to make a kosher shechita. But if that first cutting was just in order to have the opportunity to finish it off in the kosher way, it would be good. According to the opinion that it's a process, mechayiv, you would be in violation of shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash, and the animal would be pasul. But according to the Manda Omar, the opinion that says that it's only the end, the critical moment, so then there's no violation. The animal could actually be kosher. Now, when the Rambam brings this, he mentions it with one additional scenario, which makes this whole thing a little bit more easy to understand, or actually quite understandable. We would have to picture, in this scenario, that the person is standing outside the boundary of the Beis HaMikdash, and as he shechts, and he could shecht slowly, he's walking and he's moving into the Beis HaMikdash such that he finishes it off inside the Beis HaMikdash. You do this by a bird, doesn't seem so hard to achieve this. The Rambam writes in Psulei HaMikdashim Aleph Yud Ches Shochat miut simonim bachutz v'gomram bifnim. If you shecht outside and finished inside, or sheshochat miutim bedorim v'gomram b'tzafon, or you started in the south and finished in the north. What a nice little addition. That means you're in the Beis HaMikdash. It's just like one step over, you'll be in the kosher place for the shechita of this animal, bird. You just walked one step over. Nevertheless, psulim, it's pasul. Sheyeshna l'shechita mitchila va'atzof, because we hold that shechita is a process and the entire shechita has to be done in the proper place. Now, the Rambam also mentions this topic in Hilchos Shechita Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Gimel. And over here we have to pay a bit of attention because the Rambam presents it in a way that's slightly different than what we would expect based on our Gemara. Remember, our Gemara said that there's a machlokes, eina l'shchita ela besof, u yeshna l'shchita mitchila ve'ad sof, whether shchita is a process or shchita is that critical end. But Rava told us that if the first part was done by a non-Jew, it became a treifa. And everybody agrees that this has nothing to do with yeshna or eina l'shchita Elo besof, tchila v'adsof, makes no difference. The non-Jew made it treif. Listen to the way the Rambam presents it. Hiskal ho'akum l'shchot miyot simonim. The non-Jew began. V'gomar Yisrael, and the Jew finished it off. Oh, hiskal Yisrael v'gomar ho'akum, or the Yisrael began, and the non-Jew finished it off. Psula. It's going to be puzzle. Yeshna l'shchita so mitchila va'ad sof. Because shchita is from beginning to end. Avalam shacha to'akum davar she'ina osa osa nevei. Lo, the Rambam continues. But if the non-Jew shecht something that doesn't make it a nevela, kigon she'shachat chatzi ha'gargeres, he went in part way into the windpipe. Bilvad, v'gomar Yisrael, and the Yisrael finished his off, harezuk shera, that's kosher, because the part that the Akum cut is no different than an animal attacked it, or disease affected it. It doesn't matter, it's still kosher. Not enough was cut to make it a problem. So the question that's posed over here by the Mefarshim is that the Rambam, according to our Gemara in the words of Rava, could say that the non-Jew shchita makes it possible, not dependent on yeshna l'shchita mitchila ve'ad sof, which the Rambam holds that it's a process. The Akum shchita is going to make it possible simply because he made it a treifa. He made it a nevela. And in the cases where it's not a treifa nevela, it actually is kosher. So why did the Rambam mix in yeshna l'shchita mitchila ve'ad sof over here? Even according to the other opinion, it's also possible because the Akum affected it in a critical way. The Mefarshim mentioned this, they grapple with it. One of the suggestions, I believe from the Merkavas HaMishnah, is that indeed the Rambam didn't tell you yeshna l'shchita mitchila ve'ad sof for the first halacha primarily. It happens to be true. It is possible. We could give different reasons why it's possible. We could say yeshna l'shchita mitchila ve'ad sof because it's a process. Rava says you don't even need that. It's possible either way, even according to the other opinion. But the reason the Rambam went on record, yeshen l'shchita mitchila ve'ad sof, was to let you know the second halacha of leniency, that even in the strict opinion that it's a process and the entire thing has to be done kosher, still, if the Akum did part of the shchita, but such a minority in a way that does not make it a treifa, it still could be kosher. And the Rambam's point is, even according to the opinion yeshna l'shchita mitchila ve'ad sof, that it's a process, it could still be kosher because he didn't impact it adversely in a way that makes it a treifa. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.